Welcome to Living Way Church as we are being transformed by the Word of God through another dynamic message from our senior pastor, Vic Prieto. Now join us to hear what God has to say as our service is already in progress.
Psalm 119, 89. Let's read this out loud and together let's read. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Let's say that again. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. So what does this mean? What it means is that God's word is already established in heaven. It means that God's word is already set in place. It's a done deal. It's unarguable. It's non-negotiable. It is set in place. It's settled. You ever settled a deal with somebody before? You know, and you say, it's settled, right? Maybe you'll shake a hand or something like that. And so the Bible says that forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. But we have a challenge with that. The challenge that we have is that we need to get the word that is forever settled in heaven settled on earth and settled in our heart. Amen. And that's what today is about. Today is about getting God's word settled in our heart. Amen. I know that as we think about, you know, maybe some of you have made these New Year's resolutions. You know, it's pretty common that I'm going to lose weight or I'm going to eat better and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And listen, with all of those New Year's resolutions, what if I were to tell you that if you can get God's word settled in your heart and then speak out God's word by faith, you can get supernatural results in everything you do and everything you say. Yeah. Listen, God's word coming out of your mouth by faith has the potential to release the supernatural power of God. And that's what we're starting our year off with. So this morning, before we step into 2024, this is what I felt the Lord wanted to share with you. And this is my title of the message. Let's just settle it right now. Before you settle into 2024, let's settle into the reality that it's by God's word that's going to bring supernatural results in your life. Amen. You want to prosper in 2024, then we make the word of God the number one priority. Yes. Amen. And so my assignment today is to build your faith in this all-powerful, never-failing, forever-settled word of God. It's to build your faith in that word today. And so the way we do that is in Romans 10:17, it says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So all we're going to do today is we're going to allow the word do what it says it will do. We're just going to read the word of God to you, a lot of the word. All right. And when your ears are open to hear the word, it's going to build your heart with faith because that's what God's word does. Amen. Amen. Sound good? Is everybody awake? Yes. All right. Come on. Shout amen. There we go. Yeah, we need you to be awake. We need you to be awake. So let's start at the beginning, okay? Genesis chapter 1, beginning in verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That's good enough right there, isn't it? Yes. Listen, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Listen, it didn't happen by some explosion and everything just kind of fell into place. No, this was an intentional design. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and empty, and darkness covered the deep waters, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters. Then God said, let there be light, and there was light. God said, let there be light, and there was light. Verse 6, Genesis chapter 1. Then God said, let there be a space between the waters to separate the waters of the heavens from the waters of the earth. And that's what happened. God said it, and it happened. Verse 9, then God said, let the waters beneath the sky flow together into one place so dry ground may appear, and that is what happened. God said it, and that's what happened. Yes. Are you seeing a theme? Yes. Verse 14, then God said, let lights appear in the sky to separate the day from the night. Let them be signs to mark the seasons, days, and years. Let these lights in the sky shine down on the earth, and that's what happened. Yes. Say this with me, say, God said it. And that's what happened. Verse 20, then God said, let the waters swarm with fish and other life. Let the skies be filled with birds of every kind. Listen, God said it. Do you think it happened? Yes. We know it happened. How many of you have been fishing in 2023? You were saying, Lord, I wish you would have stocked it a little better, right? Verse 24, then God said, let the earth produce every sort of animal, each producing offspring of the same kind, livestock, small animals that scurry along the ground, and wild animals, and that is what happened. God said it, and that's what happened. Verse 26, then God said, let us make human beings in our image to be like us. They will reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, the livestock, all the wild animals on the earth, and the small animals that scurry along the ground. So God created human beings in his own image, in the image of God. He created them male and female. He created them. They didn't create themselves. Genesis 1:28, God blessed them and said, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and govern it, reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, and all the animals that scurry along the ground. Verse 29, then God said, look, I have given you every seed-bearing plant throughout the earth and all the fruit trees for your food, and I've given every green plant as food for all the wild animals, the birds in the sky, the small animals that scurry along the ground, everything that has life. And that is what happened. God said it, and it happened. Verse 31, then God looked over all that he had made, and he saw that it was very good, and evening passed, and morning came, marking the sixth day. So God looked over all that he made. So here's the question, how did God make all this stuff? I mean, how did God create, you know, the heavens and the earth, the moon and the stars, the fish of the sea, the birds of the air? How did God create all this stuff? He spoke words out of his mouth. He spoke words out of his mouth. God said, and it happened. God said, and it happened. Look at Psalm 33, verse 6. The Lord merely spoke, and the heavens were created. He breathed the word, and all the stars were born. God's word carries creative power, church. Look at Hebrews 11, 3. By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. The worlds were framed. So the worlds were framed by the word of God. So God spoke and things happened. So what if I were to tell you that God's word coming out of your mouth by faith can release God's creative power? Yeah, that's what today is about. Listen, we're talking about how do I get results? You know, how do I get results? How do I get God to move on earth as it is in heaven? How many of you know there's no sickness in heaven? How many know there's no debt in heaven? Yeah, the streets are paved with gold. Listen, so God is telling us, listen, God is saying, listen, I want to settle this today that God's word would be in your heart so that when you come into 2024, you know how to get results. And so God's word coming out of your mouth with faith will release God's supernatural power. All right? Let's look at our foundational verse again. Psalm 119:89 says, forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. So here's the question. How do we get the word that is already settled in heaven? How do we get it settled on earth? How do we get it settled in our heart? We do the same thing that God did. We use words. You know, remember when we read the creation story just now, it says that God said, let us make man in our image. That's look like us. And in our likeness. That's be like us. And then he said, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and all the creeping things on the ground. So God created us in his image and his likeness, and then he gave us dominion on this earth. All right, that's what's happening. So how do we get his settled word that's settled in heaven, how do we get it settled in our heart? How do we get it settled on earth? And we do the same thing that God did. We use words. Look at Luke chapter 11 with me. Right here, Luke is teaching his disciples to pray. He's teaching us to pray. Luke 11, verse 2, Jesus said to them, when you pray, say. Everybody say that with me. When you pray, say. It doesn't say when you pray, think. You say, when you pray, just kind of, you know, think about it a little bit. No, he says, when you pray, say, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So Jesus is teaching us to pray to our Father in heaven that his kingdom would come on earth, that his will would be done on earth as it is in heaven. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. So how do we get God's kingdom to come? How do we get God's will to be done on earth as it is in heaven? And the answer is with words. The answer is with words. Listen, when we take God's word that is already established in heaven and we begin to declare that word on earth, we transfer God's kingdom power and God's will on earth as it is in heaven through our mouth. Come on, turn to your neighbor and say, you got words. Yeah, and this is why it's so important, church, that we get the word of God in our heart, right? This is why you have tools. That's why you have this life journal, that you would read your Bible every day and you begin to write down what God says. You know, the Bible says that all the promises of God are yes and in him, amen, to the glory of God through us. His promises come to pass through you. And God's telling us, this is how you get my kingdom power to come. This is how you get my will done on earth. It's by using words. God's words on your mouth is the vehicle that moves God to perform his will on earth. Come on, are you hearing this? Amen. God's word on your mouth is the vehicle that gets God to perform his will on earth. And that's what we need, right? We want his will to be done in your life and on earth, right? Look at Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 12. I have two different translations. This one's from the ESV version. It says, then the Lord said to me, you have seen well, for I am watching over my word to perform it. Oh, you got to see that. This is what God is doing. He's watching over his word to perform it. So when you begin to declare his word by faith, he's ready to perform it. He wants to perform it. Amen? Look at that same verse in the New King James Version. It says, you have seen well, for I am ready to perform my word. So God's watching over his word, and he's ready to perform it for you. Oh, come on. I'm telling you how to get things done, church. The Lord is telling us how to get supernatural resources dropped off to you from heaven. Yeah. He's showing us how to do it. Listen, it's not just, I wish. Listen, you've been given dominion and authority, and God's teaching how to use that authority to bring the kingdom of heaven down into your situation and see a supernatural breakthrough for you. Or your family. Or a stranger. Come on, you can roll up on a situation, church. A situation that's an impossible situation. Looks like all is lost, and God will drop a word, his word in your heart, and you speak it, and God's supernatural power can be released. Listen, we're not just bumbling through life with nothing to do, church. We're not bumbling through life like everybody else. The Lord has given us his all-powerful word. And the same way that his word created things in the beginning, God says, I can turn natural things into supernatural things by the word of God coming out of your mouth by faith. Amen? So the thing is, how do we got to get it settled in our heart, though. It's settled in heaven, but man, a lot of times it's not settled in our heart. We doubt it. We question it. Like, oh, I don't know if it will really work. Listen, if you had it settled in your heart, you'd use it more. Isn't that right? So would I. And we'd see more results. And so the Lord is saying, as we move in to 2024, man, get this settled in your heart. Let's settle this right now. That if I want to see supernatural results and I want to see the Spirit of God move in my life, man, I got to get the Word of God in my ear gate, down into my heart, and out of my mouth. By faith. Amen? Look at Proverbs 18:21. It says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. So listen, death and life are in the power of the tongue. And those who love it will eat its fruit. So when we get our words lined up with God's word, the creative power of his word comes to pass on earth through our mouth. So God's looking for a people who will speak words of life by faith to get his word or his kingdom to come on earth as it is in heaven, to see his power come. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. What's this mean? It means that you can speak words of death and you'll eat that fruit. And we've all done it. I'm sick and tired of my job. Well, yeah. I'm tired of all this. You know, we say, we let things come out of our mouth and we don't think much about them. But I'm telling you, words carry authority. And so listen, if God takes his word out of our mouth and uses it to release supernatural power, what do you think the devil does with death words coming out of our mouth? Yeah. He'll use these words that we speak out loud, and the enemy, the adversary, will take those words and he'll use them to do his work. And God said, man, we need to settle it right here and right now that in 2024, God's word's going to come out of my mouth with faith. Yeah. It'll help you. This is what we need. Listen, this will make 2024 more for you. Yeah, it'll open up opportunities for you, church. But listen, it's not automatic. You know, this is not an automatic transmission in your life. Man, you have to get into your word. You got to attend church, you know what I mean? You got to just open yourselves up to hear. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word. Jotting down some promises that God spoke to you. And listen, I shared with you last week about meditating on the word, to ponder by speaking, right? To ponder by speaking. Look at Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. In other words, this book of the law, the word of God, shall be on your lips always. It says, but you shall meditate in it day and night. That word meditate, I shared with you last week, means to ponder by speaking. All right, what it means is you grab a portion of scripture or you grab a promise of the word of the Lord and you just begin to ponder it over and over. You ponder it by speaking. It becomes part of your memory. Yeah. And then when you roll up on a situation, man, that word of God will come. So God is telling Joshua, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. Look at this. For then you will make your way prosperous. Who will? You'll do it. Yeah, listen, you have a part to play in this. Yeah, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, being careful to observe all that's written in it. Then you will make your way prosperous, and you will have good success. Yes. By doing what? Speaking the word of God, meditating on it day and night. It brings results. Are you here in this church? Yeah, so you listen, you don't have to strive to keep your New Year's resolution. Most of the time, a week in, you broke your New Year's resolution. It happens. So listen, this isn't a New Year's resolution. This is a lifestyle change. Yeah, this is something I'm telling you, I promise you, if you commit to this process, you'll have success. Look at what Psalm 1 through 3 says. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. His delight's in the word of God. And listen, in his law, he meditates, ponders by speaking day and night. Look what it says his life's going to be like. He shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither. Listen, and whatever he does will prosper. Yes. By doing what? I'm going to meditate on the word of God day and night. Man, I'm going to get the all-powerful, forever settled word in heaven settled in my heart. I'm going to settle it in my heart that this is non-negotiable. It's unarguable. It's all powerful. It is standing firm. God's word will not change. And I'm going to speak that out of my mouth day and night. And my way will be made prosperous. Prosper in all things. Come on, church. Listen, I want to tell you, the Lord wants you prospering. Are you hearing me? He doesn't want you scraping by week by week. He doesn't want you surviving. He wants you thriving. Are you hearing this? Let me tell you why he wants you thriving, okay? He wants you thriving because he wants the world to look at your life and say, man, how come they're so blessed? And you can tell them, because I serve a king. And I serve a faithful God. Amen. He wants your life to look different than those in the world. He wants you to be blessed. Look at Isaiah 55, 10 and 11. As the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Look at verse 11. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. Now God is saying, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. But listen, do you have Jesus Christ living in your heart? Do you realize that your mouth is now his mouth? Listen, your body is a temple of the living God. When you received Jesus Christ into your heart last week, we learned that the Prince of Peace lives in you. And the Prince of Peace will coach you. He'll be your inner umpire to help you to go in the way of peace. And here, he says, just like the rain and the snow come down, doesn't return. Man, it stays in the earth. It waters the seed, that the seed starts bearing fruit. He says, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void. It shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. Yes. Look at all the absolutes in there. Yes. The word that comes forth from my mouth, listen, it might bear some fruit. No. It says, it will not return from me void. It's not going to return to me void. It will accomplish. It's not. There's no if. See, it's settled. In God's heart, it's settled. When the word comes forth from my mouth, it will not return to me void. It's a done deal. It's settled. It's settled. It will prosper in the thing for which I sent it. It will. And so listen, when we begin to get our faith built up with the Word of God, that's what we want the settled to look like. Yes. We want to get our faith built up to such a point that we're not questioning that God said it and He'll do it. Yes. That's when it's settled. That's when it's a done deal. Amen? Amen. Come on, how many of you can see that this is an important thing to bring into your new year? Yeah. But how many of you know there's a struggle? This is our challenge. Let me tell you what challenged you. Your past experiences will challenge you. I prayed for so-and-so to get healing, and they didn't get healed. And now that becomes your truth. That's an experience of what you went through, but the truth is higher than that. Yeah, who will believe our report? Yeah, what report are we going to listen to, church? This is why sometimes I think when we're praying for the sick, sometimes we give up too quick. Sometimes we just, you know, we're afraid, you know. What if it doesn't happen? That's not our business. The Lord says, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Now, does this mean that every single time I pray for somebody, they're going to get miraculously healed? I wish. It doesn't happen that way. But I'm not blaming God. Maybe it's because the word is not settled in my heart to the point it needs to be. I don't know. But there's a lot of things that I don't question God about, and He can answer them when I get to heaven. But we just keep doing what God tells us to do. Amen? God's word coming out of your mouth by faith releases supernatural power. So listen, what are we doing here this morning? You know, what are we doing? You know, we're simply reading the Bible, recognizing that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Listen, is your heart getting faith right now?
Yes.
Kind of? I mean, is your heart starting to get built up with faith? Let me ask you something. Are you starting to get a little hungry that, man, I want to get into my word and I want to learn this thing? Yeah. Listen, LWC is a church that honors the word of God. You don't come here on Sundays and get a bunch of stories. Man, we get into the word and we say, Lord, teach us. Give us ears to hear what the Spirit of God is speaking to us. This is all I have to give you, is the Word of God. Well, the Word of God lived out. Yeah. I mean, if I just gave you a Bible, that's a nice gift, but it doesn't do you any good if it just sits on the shelf. Yeah? So all we're doing is we're reading the Bible. Recognize that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Look at Psalm 119, 130 real quick. This is what we're doing. The teaching of your word gives light. Revelation. The teaching of your word gives light, so even the simple can understand it. That's what I'm telling you. Every single one of your kids are getting it today. Yes. The teaching of the word gives light. It doesn't have an age discrepancy. Yeah, for five and above. No, God's word is all powerful. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Yeah. Darkness covered the earth, right? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form. The earth was void. Darkness covered the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters, and God said something. Let there be light, and light penetrated that darkness, and light was. And I'm telling you, the Spirit of God has taken the all-powerful, forever settled word in heaven, using my mouth to penetrate your heart and your kid's heart, whether they're 2 months, whether they're 20 years. Because that's what God does with his word. Amen. Let's look what Jesus said. John 15, 7 and 8. Jesus said, if you abide in me, another word for abide is remain. He said, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you will ask what you desire and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit. So listen, Jesus says, if you remain in me and my words remain in you. Remember, death and life's in the power of the tongue, right? Yes, there's a key here. He says, if you remain in me and my words remain in you. In other words, when a crisis comes, his words remain in you. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, Lord. Yeah. When you come up against something and you have a great need that seems impossible to reach, you don't say, oh, I'm always lost. No, you say, my God shall meet all my need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. He says, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you'll ask whatever you want and it will be done for you. Oh, it sounds too good to be true, doesn't it? But it's true. Listen, I want to tell you that I believe in 2024, the word of God is going to be so settled on such good, rich soil in this church, we're going to see supernatural things that will blow your mind. Listen, not for show. Not so that we have this Pentecostal show. But God said, I'm going to confirm my word. Yeah, the disciples went out and preached everywhere. Remember the Great Commission in Mark chapter 16? Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. These signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they'll cast out demons. They'll speak with new tongues. They take up anything deadly, it won't hurt them. Then he goes on to say, they'll lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. The disciples went out and preached everywhere. Mark 16, verse 20. They went out and preached everywhere. And it says, the Lord was working with them, confirming their word with signs, wonders, and miracles. Listen, the closer we get to the Lord's second coming, which he is coming. I don't know when, but he's coming. Two things are happening. We have the adversary who is raging, a raging lunatic, trying to steal, kill, and destroy anything and everybody he can. So he's coming with rage because he knows his time is short. On the other end of that, man, God's going to pour out his spirit in ways that we haven't seen, and it's going to come through people that are able to speak the word of God out of their mouth by faith. Yeah. God sent his word and healed them. Come on. Can you imagine? Just that alone, talking to someone on the phone and they're sick and you speak over the phone line. Be healed in Jesus' name and healing comes. Listen, can we expect that?
Yes. Amen.
Listen, we need to get to a point where we're expecting this. You know, in the New Testament church, when they went out, preached everywhere, and God was working with them, confirming the word through signs, wonders, and miracles, it wasn't like, oh, we got a miracle. It was regular.
Yeah.
It wasn't weird to get a miracle. It was weird if they didn't happen.
Yeah.
Is that true? And listen, we're not just chasing miracles. We're not chasing miracles. The Bible says signs and wonders will follow you. So we don't follow them, but they should be following us. And they follow his word. Amen. Are you here in this church? Listen, this is not far-fetched, okay? This is Christians, and this is our inheritance. This is not far-fetched. This is not like, ooh, man, this church is going to get weird. It's going to get great. I don't know about you, but I want to see people healed. I want to see people set free. I want to see marriages thriving. How about you? And I want to see kids grown up. I want to see little kids laying hands on adults and the power of God moving through a childlike faith. Yeah, this isn't just set aside for pastors and evangelists and apostles and prophets and teachers. This is yours. It's yours. It's for all of us. And the Lord's telling us how to get it done. Look what the Apostle Paul said in Ephesians chapter 6. Paul is talking about the armor of God, and he says in verse 17, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. All right, now, you might say the sword of the Spirit, well, that's my Bible. You know, take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And you might say, well, the sword of the Spirit, well, that's my Bible. And I want to tell you, it's not just your Bible. All right, that word, take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. That word, you catching me? The Greek word for that word is rhema. And it means that which is spoken or uttered. So when Paul says, take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, it's not just your Bible. The sword of the Spirit is the spoken word of God. And listen, I want to tell you that the Bible does you no good in your hand. I mean, you can't take your Bible, you know, it's the sword of the Spirit, right? You can't take your Bible and start trying to get the devil with your Bible. I can thump you on the head with it, and you'll feel it, but it doesn't work that way in the spirit realm. In the spirit realm, the word of God has to be vocalized. It's the spoken word of God. And God's telling us how to use it. By the way, OSL level 3, all my in-class teachings, I got 6 of them, are how to handle the sword of the Spirit. You should sign up. And all of Pastor Jerry's teachings that you'll be listening on through the week is how to keep the word of God settled in your heart. Yeah, the sower sows the word, right? Lands on different soil. And so all of Pastor Jerry's teachings are about helping you to get the word of God settled in your heart. And all my teachings are about how to use the sword of the Spirit. Amen? You got time for another verse? Look at this. Revelation chapter 1. The Apostle John is on the island of Patmos, and he has a revelation. He has a vision of Jesus. Look at this, beginning in verse 12. Then I turned to see the voice that spoke with me, and having turned, I saw 7 golden lampstands. And in the midst of the 7 lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the feet and girded about the chest with a golden band. His head and hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes like a flame of fire. His feet were like fine brass, as if refined in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. He had in his right hand 7 stars. Now, this next part is the part that we wouldn't expect. It says he had in his hand 7 stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. And his countenance was like the sun shining in its strength. Notice, the sword was not in his hand. It was in his mouth. Listen, there's a reason that when John saw Jesus, the sword was not in his hand, because the Bible in your hand will do you no good. The Bible on your shelf will do you no good. Listen, but when the word of God gets down into your heart and comes out of your mouth with faith, nothing can stop it from working. Nothing. The heavens were formed by his word. The word of God holds creative power. And listen, I'm telling you, the Lord's saying, I showed you how to get it done. And God is inviting us to use his word to be able to release supernatural power in the age we're living in. Listen, can I encourage you guys? Those of you that have been, Gail and I have been pastoring now for almost 30 years. And, you know, we're spirit-filled, tongue-speaking believers. and we believe in signs, wonders, and miracles. But those of you that have been with us for over 25 years, you know we don't get weird here. Wait a minute. Pastor Vic, you're kind of weird. What are you laughing at? What I'm saying is that there can be a Pentecostal event that stirs up man's emotion and stirs up man's pride. It's an ego-driven thing sometimes. And we can slip into that if we're not careful. And I'm telling you, it's the Word of God that's going to set the platform for the supernatural to be released. And listen, it's not just going to happen on a Sunday morning. It's going to happen where you work. It's going to happen in your home. It's not going to happen just through pastors, preachers, apostles, teachers. It's not going to happen through prophets only. Listen, I'm telling you, you have access to the supernatural power of God moving through your life. And I'm telling you where it comes from. It comes from the Word of God settled in your heart and out of your mouth by faith. Are you hearing it? So the sword of the Spirit is the spoken Word of God. So unless you're speaking it out, church, it's really not doing any good. That's why I encourage you to memorize some verses, you know, and meditate on them day and night. So what is the Lord saying? The Lord's saying, let's settle something right now. Before you step into 2024, let's settle in our heart that God's word coming out of your mouth will make 2024 the most fruitful year of your life. Listen, can we as a body of believers commit to God's word? Listen, you have a tool in your hand. Listen, you don't have to read through the whole Bible in a year if you don't want. If you want to just read through the New Testament, it's the second column. It's in the back. You can learn how to use this thing. But if you will commit to reading your Bible every day and spending time in prayer and asking God's word to find its way into your soil of your heart, and you begin to write some things down and you begin to meditate, and I guarantee you, you'll see success in all that you do. Amen. So listen, in your journal and in your bulletin, you actually got a piece of paper. And I wrote this out. I wrote this for you. It's called the Sword of the Spirit. All right. And so this is just a whole bunch of verses that I wrote out that we can declare with our mouth right now. Amen. Amen. And you can have that and read it if you want. But I want to tell you what I want to do rather than you read it along with us, because we might miss a little bit. You can take this home with you, hang it on your fridge. We'll have other copies if you want. But what I want to do is I want to say it and have you repeat it. All right, let me tell you why. Because faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing by the Word of God. So when I say it, you hear it. When you say it, you hear it again. All right? And so let's stand to our feet and do this, can we? If you're able to stand, you can close your eyes if you want, but we're going to declare the Word of God out loud. How's that sound? Yeah. You guys ready? Yeah. Okay, you guys really ready?
Yeah.
There we go. All right, ready? Here we go. By His stripes,
I am healed.
I cried out to the Lord, and He healed me. He bore all my sicknesses. He healed all my diseases. My God supplies all my need according to His riches and glory. The young lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. I am well provided for. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. I shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor by the arrow that flies by day. He gives His angels charge over me to keep me, to protect me in all my ways. I'm blessed coming and going. The Lord is my strength and shield. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. No evil shall come near my dwelling. You prepare a table before me. In the presence of my enemies, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. I will say of the Lord, you are my refuge. You are my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Come on now, give him some praise, church. Thank you, Lord. We believe it. We believe it and we receive it. Amen, amen. Well, listen, God bless you. Happy New Year. Be safe, and we'll see you in 2024.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope you enjoyed this message from Pastor Vic Prieto. If you are looking for a home church, we would love to see you here at Living Way. Please visit Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. You will find us at 2410 Duneland Beach Drive, Michigan City, Indiana, or view us on the web at myrealchurch.com.